All right, welcome back to our studio. My name's Mookie from The Independent, 88.5 FM and 88.5fm.org. Some live music today, which is always inspiring. We're always grateful for it. Christian Lee Hudson in studio right now. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. ChristianLeeHudson.com is the website. It's HUTSON for the uninitiated.
That's right.
And first of all, who'd you bring with you today to perform in our studio?
I brought my band. It's Al Menny is playing. They're playing bass and singing, and Remy Morit playing drums.
So this is the configuration we'll see at Zebulon on August 14th for the LA show.
Yep, just the three of us.
So our listeners have been, we've been trying to get our listeners acclimated to your music a little bit. They may have heard you as a co-writer on various tracks and not even known about it, you know?
Yeah, very sneaky.
It's kind of crazy that the first song that we ever played, now you've been there, done that, but the first song that we featured of yours on the air on our local spotlight feature on the midday show is Get the Old Band Back Together.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of an interesting song to introduce our listeners to, you know, right off the bat, but
yeah,
you know, at least we're getting them in the door, and that's off the Beginners album. And sure enough, there's a new album called Quitters, which is available right now. And today we're going to get three songs from the new record. We do have a bunch to talk about, but let's get right into the music if you don't mind. And I think the first song that we're going to get into is State Bird from Christian Lee Hudson on the Independent 88.5 FM.
Are they siblings? Are they dating? Is the game that we are playing at the festival in Kentucky? You say they are definitely dating. I'm a baby, tall and softish, $40 in my pocket. Life gives you a lemon, cut a hole in it, smoke some resin. I don't think that this is working. I don't think that this is working, yeah. I don't think that this is working. I don't think that this is working.
There you go. Live music in our studio on 88.5 FM. The song was called State Bird. It is a brand new song off the Quitters album, which is available right now from Christian Lee Hudson. Brilliantly done. So I alluded to it before. I mean, you've aligned yourself with some of our favorites. And we're talking about Connor Oberst and Phoebe Bridgers, Meg Duffy, who's been putting out records under the name Hand Habits. We're just incredibly grateful for you to be here. We feel like your music is consistently honest and thought-provoking and relatable. And I don't want to pigeonhole your stuff into any particular genre, but for me, it's Americana at its core. Have you always sort of gravitated towards that style of music?
I have, like, thank you, first of all. I always liked, when I was growing up, my dad used to play these Hank Williams tapes in the car. That was kind of the only music that I heard when I was really young. And then living in LA, I don't know. I didn't know about the LA songwriters that were around. I didn't really know about Randy Newman when I was a kid or anything. So all the people that wrote songs, which is what I kind of wanted to do, were all ways like these country adjacent folky people. So yeah, I've always listened to or been, that always seemed like an avenue that was where you could explore narrative and songs.
Yeah. It seems like sonically the sound maybe has changed a little bit from this sort of indie sound, for lack of a better way of saying it. You know, used to be this sort of really simplified Americana kind of country leaning music, you know? You've grown a little bit, it appears.
It's fun to, yeah, I mean, the bands I grew up listening to in LA were all like indie rock bands that were happening here, like Rilo Kiley and stuff like that, the local LA indie rock bands. And I don't know. It's fun to get to explore some of that kind of stuff as well.
So speaking of the new record, Quitters, again, which is out right now, if you could speak in just broad strokes, what would you say this album as a whole really is all about?
I think it's a lot about becoming an adult in a lot of ways, finding your, you know, I feel like life happens in seasons or whatever, and Beginners is a lot about growing up and going through high school and changing and figuring out what the world is all about. And I feel like this one is about hitting another kind of the period of changes like that. There's, you know, lots of still like theme of, I think, like loss and shifting the world around you as well. It is not as a record that was made in the pandemic, but not a pandemic record. But I feel like all of us, that is a massive change that all of us are going through. So even if it's not reflected in the music, I'm sure that there's some of that that's seeped in as well. Yeah.
Speaking of the pandemic, do you feel like we're having a sort of renaissance, if you will, as far as all of these great releases happening right now, sort of inspired by what we've all been going through?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, there's so much good music coming out right now, so many great songs being written. And yeah, all of us are trying to process like a global, tragedy. So I think it's coming out in a lot of people's songs.
Let's get into another song and then we'll come back and, like I said, have a chin wag, like the British people say. I've been told that's slang for conversation.
Yeah. Chin wag. I've never heard
of
it.
Makes sense to me, man.
Yeah. I'm down.
Song is called Strawberry Lemonade. It shows up on the Quitters album, from Christian Lee Hudson, available right now. Let's get into the music, then back, here in our studio immediately after on 88.5 FM.
In a dream, drinking strawberry lemonade, feeding quarters to a pinball game, and getting paid to look the other way. My foam fingers slap me right in the face. I bang my head on the plexiglass. I can't remember where my house is at, and this mom's against drunk driving and keeps playing on a loop in the back of the cab. What a pitiful hill to climb. Every night of my evil little life, to await to the end of the line. I swear I'm really done this time. I said goodbye to my oldest friend. Could barely string together sentences then. 100 dollar bill folded into his hand. I'll see you on the other side of the fence. I need headphones to fall asleep. I close my eyes and I pretend to be in my little room on Rosbury. Stepdad reading Treasure Island to me. Pain is awake and move through time and visit people that are gone in your mind and smooth over every wrinkle you find. The truth can't hurt you if you know it's a lie. I've had this thing that Joan said to me circling in my head the last few weeks. We were raised on dreams that keep turning our fingers green. Well, baby boomers last acid trip, pushing up a casket lid, just some jacaranda petals in a basket wrapped up in plastic. Everything is an accident. God's truth is elastic. We sent a man to the moon and back again, strapped into a trash can.
There you go. Strawberry Lemonade was in fact the track. As we talk to you today, there's a brief lull, but you are playing some Southern California dates, including the Casbah in San Diego, which is always a good time on August 11th. Pappy and Harriet's out in the desert immediately after that, and then Zebulon in Los Angeles on August 14th. And then it appears you're going to hit the road with Phoebe Bridgers. What is your relationship like with Phoebe, who's another musician who's beloved around here?
Oh, she's my best pal. She's my best friend, and Yeah, I don't know. We just like to clown around and write songs and hang out. So it'd be nice to, it's been quite a while since I've seen her. So it'd be nice to do some shows and crack some jokes again.
Man, you've carved your own way really as this collaborator and songwriter. And it feels like, you know, a lot of people, it feels like you run in some amazing circles and people just are itching to collaborate with you. Has it always been easy to work on a song with another person? You know, you tend to wear your heart on your sleeve, you know, when you write personal lyrics and stuff like that. Is it easy? Is it getting easier? Did you ever have a problem with being so personal?
Yeah. I mean, I might be having trying to get less and less personal or more, I don't know. I don't feel like it's always easy. Sometimes you're just not, I don't know, when I work with people, like sometimes I'm just not in my feelings or whatever that day and it's hard to get into it. But I feel like generally they're with people that you admire, that you can get along with on a social level. That's the time that it is the easiest. Mm-hmm. To just hang out with
establish someone. Establish some sort of rapport going into it.
Yeah. People, you know, I feel like we're all pretty similar as people, or artists are at least. So I've been lucky to get to work with a lot of people who have been through a lot of the same stuff that I have, and that it's always nice to have common ground.
A couple more questions before we get into our final song, which will be Rubberneckers. Speaking of working with other artists, your project back in the day, the Driftwood Singers,
yeah,
with Pearl Charles, you know, I had no idea about that until recently.
Yeah.
And you put out a record, an EP and another record under the Driftwood Singers, you know, about a decade ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Man, you know, talking about honesty and thought provoking and sort of stripped down, you know, music. I just feel like you knocked it out of the park, you know, throughout I'm hearing, you know, throughout your music, you know, Death Cab for Cutie, Iron and Wine, a little bit of the Civil Wars, and that Americana rootsy feel, man, comes out with the Driftwood Singers.
Oh yeah.
So you guys put out a record, in 2012.
Yeah.
And then before that, there was an EP in 2010 called Look,
yeah,
which if people do enough digging, they could find it. But we're talking about raw recordings of basically the early days.
For sure. I mean, we didn't know how to record ourselves. So we just got we went to CVS or whatever and bought a little thing that you would make like, you know, like Twin Peaks that Kyle MacLachlan is like making notes into, like a handheld tape recorder.
Yeah.
Just recorded stuff that way because we were like, that's a recording. I don't know. That probably works to put out music with. So it's pretty rough sounding.
It's super DIY. And I love the fact that music is available for people to listen to. And
I'm surprised that it is. I wouldn't even know where to find it at this point.
But it's out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, I'm glad that it is. And I was so glad to be able to find that. And most of your stuff is on the internet. So
yeah.
It's really accessible. It's very cool. Again, christianleehudson.com is the website. Last question.
Yeah.
Kind of a bonus question, I guess. If there was any era that you could magically transport yourself to, you know, get in the old Wayback DeLorean time machine to experience the culture and the music scene, where would you go back to? For instance, you know, is it Seattle in the 90s to experience the grunge? Is it 1977 CBGB era?
I would probably go back to see like specific bands play. Like I would like to see like the Replacements play in like the 80s or something, just like any show, even a bad one. There are a lot of bands like that I would like to see in like a tiny club on like a really raw night, especially bands that like now are doing like reunions and things like that, where it's like, it becomes, I know they did a reunion probably 10 years ago or something, but. And I didn't see any of those shows, but yeah, I don't know. A lot of bands that when they do the reunions, it becomes like a stale version of what it once was like. So I'd like to see like bands like that when they're like young and just messing around.
Mm-hmm. I feel like years from now, people will be speaking fondly of the scene that is happening right here in Southern California with yourself and all the other musicians that are sort of in your orbit.
Yeah, probably so. I mean, which I'm sure by that point I'd be like, no, it's much better now. You don't want to see that version of it. That's the bad version.
Gonna get into the last song, Rubberneckers, which there's a music video available right now. And I've got these stickers, man.
Yeah.
Screenshots of the music video. And you got some dance moves here. Who came up with the concept of the music video for Rubberneckers?
My friends Adam and Zoe, who they directed a video for off of Beginners for my song Lose This Number. And they came up with this concept because I'd said, like, I wanted to do something that was scary to me. I'm very much not a dancer in any way, shape, or form. It makes me really anxious. And I thought it would be funny to just do a video where it's just me dancing. And so they came up with this concept. And we had a great choreographer that did a great job with someone who just truly doesn't know how to dance.
Good for you for sort of getting out of your comfort zone there.
Yeah, I thought I did a good job. And, you know, now when I hear people talking about it or they mention it to me, they're like, oh, I love the video where you're dancing badly. I'm like, okay, dancing to the best of my ability. I was told it was great. But yeah.
So that's Rubberneckers. That's going to be our last song in studio. Man, it's a pleasure to meet you. And
yeah, likewise.
An open door policy here. So whenever you want to come back and visit us, you have an open invitation.
I'll be back next week.
All right, fair enough. You could do my DJ show if you want.
All right.
Fair enough. Christian Lee Hudson on 88.5 FM.
Swan paddle boats, nail biting, sky riding like paint drying. I love you, Sarah, more than life. Will you be my wife? This city's full of quitters, lost slap sitters, contest winners. Where do you want this to go? How should I know? If you tell a lie for long enough, then it becomes the truth. I am gonna be okay someday, with or without you. We've got rubberneckers, bro. Why don't you get back to Hillers? Never run to catch a bus, there'll be another one. I'm a self-esteem vending machine, a doctor's office magazine, a funhouse at the county fair. We'll be right back.
Hey there, I'm Mookie from the Independent 88.5 FM and 88.5fm.org. Please know that we are a member-driven public radio station here in Southern California. If you want to keep the sessions going and all this amazing content, video content and stuff on the air, become a member through 88.5fm.org. And we have this amazing vinyl compilation available right now of sessions that we've recorded in studio and all over Southern California. A one-time donation of $100 or a monthly sustaining membership of $10 a month will get you this limited edition rare piece of vinyl, Studio Sessions Volume 2, available right now.